Let me interrupt just to date this. I just want to date this by saying that it's the 19th of May, 1991, and we're sitting at the Clark residence in Norman Park recording this.
Is he crying?
That sounds like Stefan and Arya just having a spat out there. They must be throwing the ice at each other.
We should know better than that.
The ice from the freezer.
Well, all right.
We try to stay on.
So,
Okay, you want to finish that line of thought?
Go ahead. I always had a cow. Mama milked the cow. Because there was no milk for sale in town. If you had milk, you had to get it yourself or from a neighbor or somebody like that. So we kept a cow all those years, and she milked the cow. She had chickens. She was just like a farm wife there in town.
Did you keep them out where the garden plot is back at the house?
Yes, Papa did that now. But she gathered everything, but he planted it and cared for it until it was ready.
Wasn't there a wash house out in the back or something, the kitchen?
Not at that time. That was after Bill and I married. Bill built that.
Later
on. Back in the 30s. No, when I was growing up, there wasn't any. It was a smokehouse where Papa put the meat, and he had hogs that were killed and cured.
Let me pursue another question here along those lines. What kind of things did your mother, let me just read a few. What kinds of things did your mother do around the home? Was she a good cook? And there's some questions of following up about cooking.
Oh, yes.
What dish was your favorite that she made?
Oh, mercy, I don't know.
What were some of them?
I don't ever think about that. Well, I guess one of the things that I liked very best was the dessert that she made called peach meringue.
Peach meringue.
Uh-huh.
You smile.
It's good.
What was it like? How was it made? Do you still know how to make it?
I think I do. You know, I don't. I've never made it. She would make something like a thin pudding sauce with milk and eggs, sugar, and the juice from a can of peaches in that. And she would let that cook till it thickened slightly. And maybe if she had to, she'd put a tiny bit of flour or cornstarch to thicken it. And then she would put the peach halves or slices, whichever she used, in that. And then she would top it with egg white meringue. She'd put little dollops all over it and brown them slightly. And it was good. Everybody liked Mama's peach meringue. And I remember on a rainy summer afternoon, it seems that there were many of them then, that we close that door, honey. That Mama would go in the kitchen and make up tea cakes, old-fashioned tea cakes. And she would make and take them out in a pan, a large dish pan. Make a dish pan full
of tea cakes. Well, what are tea cakes?
Well, they're just sweet cakes, you know, kind of crispy.
Is it something made in squares and then cut up?
Well, all round. She'd make them round.
They make like separate muffins?
They don't rise like muffins. They're flat and hard, crispy. Mm-hmm. Just regular tea. I make some old-fashioned tea cakes sometimes to show you.
All right. I like that. Did Big Mama make crafts of any kind besides clothes?
She crochets. That's what she liked to do. I don't know whether you remember or not, but there was a crocheted hanging in the front door and had Home Sweet Home on it.
Yes.
Well,
she
made
that,
yes. And she made some tablecloths, I believe, and some bedspreads.
Now, we have, Crystal and I have two pillowcases that Big Mama had, I guess, embroidered on, whatever you do on it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they
white on white.
Iberdale probably did that, if it was in these late years.
I don't know.
Iberdale liked to embroider.
I think when you gave that to us, you said it was something big on
that. Well, if I said it, I knew it then.
Okay.
I might recognize it now.
Well, was your mother artistic or musical?
No. She had a sweet voice. Just a sweet song, and she liked to sing hymns around the house. And when she died,